Okay, we continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're in Masechta Kelim and Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. We'll do Mishnah Tes for Perek Yud Aleph, and then we'll start the 12th Perek. So we are now going to talk about jewelry. Nezem Shu Asu Kigdeir Momatan Kadasha Momalan. If you can imagine an earring, on the bottom it has one of those droopy things that looks like a pot, and in the middle there's some sort of jewel thing that looks like a lentil, right? The Nifrak, and now all of a sudden it came apart. And so now, okay, Kedera Tami Mishum Kli Beis Kibul, the part that looks like a pot, the weight piece, right? That looks that has a place that can hold something. It's a kli; it can become tame. Chadasha Tami Bifnei Atmo, the piece that looks like a lentil, which holds the jewel, so that also is able to become tame because it doesn't need to have. It's an idea in of itself. It has its own name. And we said, as far as metal kalim are concerned, things that have their own name can become tame. Tzinora tahora, but the hook itself is going to be tahor. Ha'asu k'min eshkol v'nifrak tahor, but if it was an earring that was made like a cluster of grapes and it came apart, so each little bit of the grape is not going to be considered no good. It's not going to be susceptible to tumah because functionally, each little piece is going to be considered nothing on its own, and so therefore no ability to become tame. Turning to the next parak, Tabas Adam, what about a ring, right? As opposed to a ring that one wears around his, to hold his clothing together, this is a jewel in of itself, it's a jewelry piece in of itself, and so therefore, Tamei, it's able to become Tamei. Tabas Behema Vekelim, Ushar Kola Tabos Ki Tahoros. If you have one that's not used in that, if it's used for animals or for Kelim, any other type of ring, when you talk about a ring piece in a or one of those rings for the loose leaf binder, so those things are going to be considered tahoros. Koros achitim, if you have a beam for arrows, right? It's the place where you have the holding place for arrows. That's tamea. Vishalasirim tahora, but if it's a beam for prisoners to have them all move in the same place, that's tahor. Kolar tame. However, a metal collar that gets worn, Geneva Yotze Bekolar, the Gemara tells us, that's going to be able to become Tamei. Shalshala Shieshba Besna Ila Tamea. If you have a chain that has a locking device, that is now a Kli, and therefore it's Tamei. Asuyul Kvisa, but if it's used for tying, so then Torah, it's going to be Torah. Shalshala Sel Sitonos Tamea. If you have a chain that is used by the merchants, that they sell in large quantity, so that's able to become tamei. Vishal balabatim tahora. But if you have a chain that gets used by the balabatim, which is just there as a tachshit, so then it's going to be tahor. Some Rav Yossi emasai. When's that true? Bizmanchu mafteach echad. Hayushnayim oshakaser chilazon berosha tamea. That's true when it has only one link. But once it has two links or it has a chilazon that's attached to it, it looks like a fish that you have attached to it, so then it's going to be considered tame, because in that situation, it's significant enough to be considered a kli, and when something is significant enough to be a kli, it's considered tame. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.